say we most of all, I used to look at my life and ask myself, why did God call me? Why? Was there not somebody better? And in my conclusion, I decided that he called me because I was predestinated for salvation. It was because I was predestined for salvation. That was why I was qualified to preach salvation. It's not because we went to school. It's not school. He said, for as many that have been ordained unto salvation, he added to the church. It's for those who are called into Christ. Ahead of us, we're playing, you know, pick bottle, pick stone, stone gold, stone, you know, things like that. She would say, do it anywhere, you know. And as we're doing all that, I saw something by a fence wrap itself like iron, looking like the iron itself. So, like with my Chinese mind, I went and let me remove the. What my mother was already going. My own brothers were picking something, so me, I went to pick something. As I went close to pick, to hold the head, it was snake. I was going for the head. And the eye, it was the eye that informed me. The eye just played like this. I said, Iru ni wolele. Iru ni wolele. Igba ti mo ro
Ile ya lela emi
Igba ya la to your body. That they give you the right injection, thank God. Many deaths are medical mistakes. One could see control shape, but who doesn't to talk on a very God. I don't know, I don't feel like preaching this morning, I feel like worshiping. Also, God with them. If we stand here till tomorrow, it will be enough. Nothing can quantify your goodness. Nothing can be equal to what you have done. Nothing. Except the ones you just accept. Glory to God. You will bring your word to us with great understanding. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Give him a big celebration. Take your seat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Last week, by the leading of the Holy Spirit, we began, a series on Thanksgiving. It sounds so simple when the Holy Spirit spoke to me. Thanksgiving. And the Lord began by telling us that Thanksgiving is a revelation of the possibilities in God. And you can give thanks just from your lips. Just from your lips. It does not affect your heart. Until it affects your heart, you don't even know what you're saying. And that's why when you tell people to thank God, they hardly can mutter a word because it is not affecting their heart. It's not affecting their heart. It is not from an understanding. Because when you say thank God, when you say Father, I thank you, it must come from a revelation, from an understanding. There must be something backing that statement so that you are not just making a sound. Glory to God. And I have a lot of things the Lord laid upon my heart this morning that I'm going to be sharing with you. Very important. But some of the things the Holy Spirit spoke last week that I think we should hold on to, very, very paramount and important, is that it is good you remember where you were coming from. We soon forget. We forget so soon. That we were once without nothing, we were without name, we were nobody. Yeah. It's good we remember. Many years ago, I went to Kano, and I was just going. I remember how I used to trek from school home. I was walking by. I remember. And so it's good. The Bible says, remember, forget not his benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul. You must bring your soul to remembrance to bless God. There's no one on earth that God has not done something for. Either you are a believer or not. The Lord has preserved us as individuals and families. Glory to God.
Thanksgiving is an aspect, write this down, is an aspect of praise that gives thanks to God for what he has done for us. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15. We're going to be looking at a lot of scripture. Media, I need you to be very sharp and fast with this. A lot of scriptures we'll be looking at today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and 15. I said the other time, I said you should thank God for the fact that you are born again. I used to tell my wife, I said, salvation is not only a blessing for heaven, it's a blessing for godly life on earth. When I drive past weekend, I see family men, 10:30, 11:30, still at beer parlor, you know. Some of them, while driving back home, hit their car on the pole by the roadside. Some will die, some will survive. And I used to tell my wife, I said, I can't imagine if I was not born again. I would not be happily married now. I'll probably have like 3-4 wives right now. I said, we are born again, we should thank God for it, because it has preserved you and kept you from a lot of errors in your life that you don't even know about. Glory to God. 2 Corinthians 15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Thanks be unto God for his... Now, what is this gift the Bible is talking about here? It's not the gift of prophecy, and it didn't even say gifts. Unspeakable gifts. Let me show you in a version I really love here in verse 15, very important. I'm reading the NLT. It says, thank God for his son, a gift too wonderful for words. A gift too wonderful for words. Like, there is nothing you can say that can match what Jesus meant to your life. Nothing. And so people, in an attempt without understanding, to thank God, you hear this like, they are trying to appreciate God, but in their low and little myopic mind. And that's why it takes the revelation of Jesus to thank God appropriately. And that's why you hear people sing all kind of songs without the revelation of Jesus and say, that's God they are talking about. And some of them don't even understand outside. When somebody was thanking God one day, and in his chant, in praising God, and he said, God is Dododawa, and I said, no, that's not my God, because I know what Dododawa means, demon. Glory to God. It is in the revelation of Jesus that God, that appropriate thanks is measured unto him. He's giving you a car. Good. It's good to thank God, you know. But you must understand that the height of God's blessing to mankind is Christ Jesus, his son. Those who don't have Christ, they have car. Those who don't have Christ, they have houses. The height of God saying, I, God, so loved the world. Didn't give the world nothing but his son. Thank God for his son. A gift too wonderful for words. Let me read it in the MS. I like to read it in the Message version. Sadika, Rikem, Ingus, Kifra, and Deshia. Glory to God. This is why I don't like some of these gadgets. Let me read the Message version from them. You know, some of us who come to church with phone, the day phone will mess you up. Glory to God. So it's good to still have this Bible. Read it for me, 2 Corinthians 9. I like it in the Message version. For this gift, it. No language can praise it enough. Glory to God. Let's look at the book of 1 Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 57. 1 Corinthians 15 and 57. I'm taking the reading here. Okay. If I can have it. Okay, thank you. Friends, 57 please. 1 Corinthians 15, 57. Okay, I don't even know you have it here. You have the messenger. The Bible says, but thanks to God who gives us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our Lord Jesus Christ. But thanks be to God who had given us victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. So, you should thank God for the fact that you have Christ in you. And the Bible says, Christ in you is the hope of glory. Shout hallelujah. So, thanksgiving is a joyful commitment of one's personality to God. And you remember the Bible speaking in Ephesians, the one Apostle Paul. He said, when I heard of your faith in Christ and of your love among brethren, I cease not to make mention of you in Christ. I cease not to make mention of you giving thanks. That as I mention you, I give thanks for your faith in Christ and your love among brethren. That I'm thanking God, not that you are married, but that you have a faith in Christ. Go and check all the writings of Paul. There was no place he thanked God for anything. He thanked God for the faith of brethren. And mentioning your names, giving thanks. Your faith in Christ and your love among brethren. 1 Thessalonians. 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 2. Let me show you. 1 Thessalonians 1 and verse 2. Glory to God. We give thanks to God always for you all, making mention of you in our prayers. We give thanks. We give thanks. You know, there are some of you here, when I remember how I met some of you, you know, or how I used to know you and how your life looks like now, it's worth thanking God for. Yeah. It's worth thanking God for. Even you know that you are a better person than who you used to be. It's worth thanking God for. Hallelujah. So primarily, our thanks to God is the fact that we are called the children of God. Hallelujah. If you're a child of God here, can you take a minute to thank God for that? It's a title we don't work for. It's a title we don't pay for. It's a title we don't struggle for. It's the gift of God. Thank God for the gift of Christ. Father, we thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. So the revelation of God in Christ Jesus is the most appropriate way to give thanks to God. Yeah. It's the most appropriate way because people give thanks to God as an hypocritical expression. As an indictment. Yes. How many of you remember that Pharisee, the Bible says, went to the synagogue and began to say, Father, I thank you because I am not like some people. You know, some people, the way they come to, you know, give thanks to God, they are trying to indict people in church. I'm not like some people who don't fast. I'm not like some people. And that's being hypocritical. Even though he thanks to God, but God knows you that you don't really mean it to him. Glory to God. See, I'm not like the man. In fact, in the temple, he was pointing at the man close to him. He said, I'm not like this sinner. Glory to God. So, it is in the revelation of Jesus that appropriate thanks is being given unto God. Thanksgiving is not a religious activity. It's a command. It's a command from God. Look at Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Give me very fast. Philippians 4 and verse 6. God command that we give thanks. Be careful for nothing. Let me tap your neighbor. Let me tell you one of the reasons many of you are not thankful. Let me tell you the reason you are not thankful. You are thoughtful of unnecessary things. Your heart is filled with worries. You are bothered about things that does not concern you. Yeah. Be careful. This is how to start. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Even your prayer, the best way to present it is thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Be careful for nothing. Be careful for nothing. But in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. Somebody say thanksgiving. Many of us usually think the best way, usually, some of us who have grew up in the environment where we are taught the way how to pray religiously. Lately, my wife joined a group on WhatsApp, women, some certain women, and invited her. And so she started praying. You know, most often, the New Covenant way of praying, you don't start with forgiveness of sin. You start with thanksgiving. But religion will say, no, you are not even right to come to God. You are supposed to say, Father, the appropriate way. But the appropriate way to come to God, and we enter His gate with thanksgiving. His court with praises. So the appropriate way, and so she was telling me that when she started prayer, she started by thanksgiving and started thanking God. So when somebody will now pray after her, that person now said, we have not asked for forgiveness of sin. You have not asked. But the appropriate, if you have the revelation of God in Christ Jesus, you will always thank God, because forgiveness is a deposit always waiting for you. I don't know why I'm always annoyed when I hear this thing, when I remember how we pray for so long, innocently, ignorantly, for my sin is forever before me. That's the statement of being ungrateful. For my sin, religiously. Many of you don't know that I used to know Psalm 51 offhand. Yeah. And if we recite it, you don't recite it after us, you know, you are a sinner on your own. Because as far as that service is concerned, you are not with us. You are not accepted. But as understanding began to come, when we kneel down to see such psalm, I will just be saying, Lakiba Katoya, Enkratina, as they are reciting psalm and speaking in tongues. So we approach God intensely. Now, of course, there are instances where you run into certain mistakes that the Holy Ghost will bring to your mind. You acknowledge forgiveness. I'm not teaching forgiveness. I'm teaching thanksgiving. But I'm trying to let you know how important it is to precede anything you want to do before God with thanksgiving. Even eating. The Bible is speaking that some people have risen to teach certain doctrines in church, telling people not to eat certain things, like eating okra. If okra used to kill spirit, by now I should not have the spirit at all. My wife knows that okra used to be my favorite. And after eating it, I go into deep tonguing. Glory to God. Our spirit is not edified by okra. It's edified by the word. Glory to God. Teaching people not to, but we say food that should be eaten with thanksgiving. If they bring it before you, Father, I thank you. That's the best way to eat. With thanksgiving. Even the supper was presented in thanksgiving. The Bible says he gave thanks. When he wanted to feed the 5,000, he gave thanks. So even thanking God for food is a revelation, sir. Glory to God. So, thanksgiving must be a constant factor in every equation as far as a believer is concerned. One factor that must, it doesn't matter what happens. And I'm going to show you in the Bible now, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It does not matter what happens. One thing must be constant equation. Everything may be variable. Even you may be, you know, whatever this, your job may be a variable in the equation. Your marriage may change. Things may not go the way they are going again. But something must be a constant factor. Thanksgiving. There are days you see, your emotion is not giving you a good information. However, you don't thank God because you feel like you are happy. You thank God because it is a constant factor. Anyway, I thank God. Why do you thank God? I just have to thank God.
La Pishkotia.
Sheni ma dupe, sheni ma nyo.
Daddy,
I hear it, glory, Jesus. Sheni ma.
Aye, 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 mi.
Ope, ope.
Remember those who didn't show up in your life. Who told you I'll be there? And first, I know some of you that you don't have parents again, and they give you all kind of promises. They say, don't worry, just look at us. We'll be there for you. Only to look back, you didn't find anybody. Shugon ope lope.
Ope.
Listen. Listen, I just spoke about those who have father. What about those who have father that their father didn't show up? Didn't pay school fees, didn't care you. So you don't even know your father until you were an adult. And the day he showed up a man.
Baba Eshe. Yes.
Didn't fool me. It's a personal revelation.
By it, if fair.
For it. Now listen, listen. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. This is Paul admonishing the Thessalonians. Now let me show you this in a version I love so much. In the NLT version, the Bible says, no matter what happens, I love this. No matter what happens, always thankful. Good, bad, beautiful, ugly, sweet, bitter situation. No matter what happens, always be thankful. For this is God's will for you who belong to Jesus Christ. Meaning, the desire of God for a believer is that no matter the circumstance you are found in as a believer, something should not cease from you. Thanksgiving. That's the desire of God. I have missed flights several times in my life. It's not good to miss flights. If you have not started flying, may you not miss flights. You know, there's such a disappointment, especially when you don't have money to pay for another ticket. You know, and so lately I was at the airport. And I missed flight. I was going to Abuja. And it occurred to me that I should thank God I missed that flight. You see, thank God for the things that didn't happen. The car you didn't buy. The house, the property you think you should have bought. Listen to me. Some of you think you missed something. You think you lost something. Thank God for the people who live your life. Because if they were there, you may not be happy in the nearest future. If God has given you a revelation, why he didn't allow some things in your life, you will be more thankful. Be more thankful. And of course, when God thank you, tell you to thank him because you didn't join the flight. Doesn't mean the flight will crash. Because he even loved those people who are there too. Glory to God. So the Bible says, no matter what happens, either human error or divine orchestration, thank God for it. The first thing that should come out of your mouth, God, I may not understand what is happening right now. I don't know what to pray right now. But even in this situation, I thank you. Oh, you gave birth by operation. Thank God. Some people didn't even have the Bible. Didn't. Thank God for it. Thank God for it. You had miscarriage. Thank God. Some people, their life was carried along. Thank God that you can still be impregnated again. No matter what happens, don't cry. If you are crying, let it be a tears of thanks. God. One of the ways to send a message to the devil in the days of challenges is that when the devil expects tears from you, just say, Father, I don't understand what is happening now, but I say thank you. You shut the mouth of the enemy that way. Those who have gathered to start, you know, mocking, as soon as they come and they meet you in church, you will leave you. Tap your door, say, give thanks. No matter what happens. Say to yourself, no matter what happens, I will give thanks. Thanks, thanks. We give you thanks. Is a day given to Thanksgiving. Now, the founders of America were people who work with God. People like Abraham Lincoln, John Washington. They understood that America is a God-owned country and that they will not be where they are. If not, so they separated a day, they call it Thanksgiving Day. Till tomorrow they celebrate it in America. Thanksgiving Day. In appreciation of how God has brought them thus far. And no wonder they are one of the greatest nations in the world right now. You say, people say all kinds of things about America, but the truth is that God is backing that country. Do you know how many countries have formed synergy to bring America down? They separate a day. And that's a nation for you. But listen to me, for a believer, you don't have a day, you have a life separated unto Thanksgiving. On Monday is Thanksgiving Day. Tuesday, Thanksgiving. Wednesday, you know, on Tuesday we used to call it Yodo Shem. No, it's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Because the enemy can attack you on Saturday. Not only on Tuesday. 7 days a week. 4 weeks a month. 12 months a year. Thanksgiving.
Sika in Shatamia. Ilama Samina Yaola Yaya Makaya Allah.
Celebrate him and take your seat. Hallelujah.
Now let me tell you something. My account of thanksgiving cannot be credited to yours. As my salvation cannot be credited to you. My deposit of thanksgiving can't be credited to you. He said, let every living soul. It's not a corporate thing, it's an individual thing. So if in the congregation of God, if you think he has not done enough, you shut your mouth. Good. It doesn't stop me. Listen to me. It's not contagious. It does not stop me from thanking him. Because I know what I've been through. I know. Glory to God. Let me tell you a few reasons. People don't see the reason to thank God. Number one is pride. A proudful person does not thank man, does not thank God. If there's a man you can see gives you physical gift, you receive it and didn't see the need to be grateful, is it God that you can't see? Right. Hiya. Something happened to a proudful man in the Bible who walked on the street of Babylon, plated with gold, and said, over 127 provinces under him, and said to himself, I have built Babylon, and called himself a god. While he was saying that, God said, I'm the one that made thrones and put people there. He said, let me make you know that I can make you an animal and make you a king. Never happened anywhere in history that a full-grown human being turned into animal for 7 years, ate grass, a king. The Bible said his heart was changed into the heart of an animal. And walked out, crawled out of the palace. Nobody held him down. And walked into the bush. The Bible says 7 years passed over him until his heart was lifted again and acknowledged that there's a God in heaven. He learned a lesson he will never forget. Now, that was the place that tricked me. He went back and his throne was still there. Nobody sat on it. Nobody sat on the throne. To tell him that, look, I can keep the throne for you because I put you there. Why did Herod die while speaking? As he was speaking, he spoke so articulately. He spoke with fluency. He spoke like a king. And the Bible said the people began to put hands together and said, this is not the voice of man. Instead of him to tear his clothes, like the apostle said, I am a man. And change his voice. And say, touch me, I'm still a man. The Bible said he accepted the accolade. There are appellations you see that you should not accept from men. His eminence. They want to kill you. His lordship. Did anybody try to call me any name? Nonsense name. Don't kill me. Our Lord Bishop. There was a man in the lorry. When I'm preaching, anytime I'm preaching, I'm invited to the Lord. The man would just stand up and be shouting. He just loved to see me preach. One day he was not asking me a question. He now started by saying, his lordship, sir. Since that day till now, I didn't reply him again. Allah Kuba. He sent several messages. I said, no, not you. The Bible says, while he was speaking, angels came and hit him. Those angels are still, they are still alive. They don't die. Instantly, worms were coming out to prove to the people looking at him that he's a man. Sometimes when I see time to people being in church, I'm afraid for them. And so we must acknowledge that. Listen. He said, for we are not sufficient of ourselves. One thing you must know, there is nothing you have today that you will not give. Mention one thing you will not give. Oh, you are creative. The gift is from somewhere. You are a hardworking man. There's no business. You can do three businesses together. The strength came from someone. There is nothing you have that you were not given. Nothing.
Right.
Number two reason people don't see the reason to give thanks is an antichrist spirit.
Yeah,
the Bible spoke about it. The Bible said in the perilous time, speaking about the futures and the characters of the antichrist, he said men will be unthankful. In the last days, there will be increase in ungratefulness. In the last days. And we are in the last days right now. I hope you know that.
Yeah.
One of the signs of the last days is that ungrateful people will increase. Ungrateful people, they will not thank God for nothing. They will not thank God. It's one of the signs of the end time. 2 Timothy chapter 3, from verse 1. You will see them. Boastful, the Bible calls them unthankful. They will be on the increase. And they are everywhere right now. You see them on the Facebook. Boasting. Boasting about what is not there. Take the Holy Spirit away from a man, you know he's a dead man. He's nothing. Nothing a man becomes if not for God. Even though he doesn't know it's God, it is still God. He said, I have appointed Cyrus, the king I have chosen, even though he doesn't know me. I will give him the treasures of darkness. The man didn't know God. He didn't even know it was God. It was later he found out that it was God that blessed him. Glory to God. Oh, Femi. Oh, Femi. Oh, Timo. Number three reason people are not thankful. Let me close with this. We'll continue second service. Is lack of contentment. They are never satisfied. It is never enough. What God has done for them, they are never satisfied. God, give me a car. Now he has a car. He wants to. He doesn't think that there are people who don't even have cars. Never, God, give me marriage. Now he's married. She's married. She's not. Never enough. Lack of contentment. They are never. There are people, if you meet people like that, they are so irritating. Nothing is enough for them. They have such attitude towards God. So what has God done? Is it this small thing? Let that small thing be taken away. That's smarting. Rise up to your feet. I'd like you to sincerely take this song with me. Thanksgiving is a key to the heart of God.
we acknowledge you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I give you 1, 2 seconds, 3 seconds to celebrate him.